In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The royal officer had faith in Jesus. However, dear faithful, Jesus wanted his faith to be purified from all earthly and materialistic contents. Indeed, Jesus requested him to believe firmly without seeing the healing of his dying son. The man believed, and first more than the corporal health of his son, the spiritual salvation was granted to all his house. The main point of our Sunday's Gospel is to teach us that Jesus is God, and therefore the Redeemer of all mankind, to whom worship is all, because he is the Lord Almighty, showing his compassion and love for those who are suffering. So human nature needs the aid of visible things to lift up the soul to the contemplation of divine realities. The miracle performed by Jesus teaches us that we need to be spiritually strengthened and healed. We understand that actually two miracles are performed. First, the healing of the dying son of the royal officer, and the faith for his family, the faith for his relatives and servants. We are in great need to go from earthly realities to divine truth. We are immersed in this ascension when we attend Mass. The rite of the Mass makes the truth accessible, makes what is invisible visible. Truth about God, truth about man, truth about Jesus Christ, true God and true man. This is particularly obvious with the celebration of the Mass in the Latin and traditional form. The rite of the Latin Mass makes tangible the divine and revealed truth. Truth about God. God is a Trinity. The one who attends the Latin traditional Mass for the first time is immediately overwhelmed by the sacred atmosphere, the majestic architecture, the space of the church with a sanctuary exclusively reserved for priests and clergy and servers, and the nave for the congregation. These two locations being separated by the communion rail. The altar faces the tabernacle where Jesus is truly present. The priest, vested with particular liturgical vestments, using a special language, performing gestures and gesture of reverence towards tabernacle and altar with numerous genuflections. Finally, the mysterious silence for the canon of the Mass. All of these elements draw the human soul out of the daily world and into the presence, the one who is above the world. But if this man, attending the Latin Mass for the first time, uses a hand missal and pays attention to the word said by the priest after the songs performed by the choir and faithful, he understands that God is prayed with great respect, and also with the confidence of a child talking to his father, exactly like the royal officer did with Jesus in today's gospel. The nobility of the prayer, said in Latin, does not bring us in relationship with the great architect of the universe, but rather with a fascinating and mysterious reality, the Holy Trinity. We talk to the Holy Trinity with an incredible audacity. Surprisingly, we talk to the Holy Trinity as to a family member in the companionship of many saints in heaven. At the altar, the priest does not cease to invoke the name of Jesus, bowing his head every time he enunciates his name. Yes, dear faithful, indeed, the rites of the Latin tradition underline strongly that we address the Trinity, adoration and love with expressive gestures and words. This is very visible in the offertory of the Mass. Suscipe Sancta Trinitas, deign, receive, Holy Trinity. Truth about humankind, because man is lost. And another truth appears from the ancient liturgical rites. Without God, man is lonely, lonely and lost in the universe. His life seems meaningless, particularly facing the scandal of evil, particularly facing the suffering of innocent people, the facing of a personal guilt always present in the bottom of the human soul. This human existential anguish has a name, and this name is sin. It is why priests and faithful attending Mass acknowledge the truth of their misery. Look at the priest at the beginning of the Mass. He seems to hesitate to go up to the altar. He says that he is not capable to approach the tabernacle during the prayer at the foot of the altar. The priest confesses his fault, bowing profoundly during the confiteor in front of the whole congregation and taking the sins of each of the faithful on his shoulders. Let us read with attention the canon of the Mass. The priest bows and prostrates on the altar, imploring God to accept him. Let us meditate the moving prayer of the priest before communion. The grandeur and the deep impact of the Latin Mass is due to the fact that the ancient rites assume clearly that men are sinners and need redemption, and these rites bring hope to this human misery, connecting us with a healing divine mercy. Our congregation is not a sect for perfect people, but precisely because we know we are not perfect, we can find in all the rites of the Latin Mass that we need. Truth about Christ, His sacrifice offered by the church reconciles man to God. Dear faithful, the sacred silence of the canon of the Mass, this sacred silence of the canon being the Western equivalent of the Eastern iconostasis, the reverential gestures of the priest, the rites of communion of the congregation kneeling at the communion rail and receiving the body of Christ on the lips, help the one attending the Latin Mass for the first time to experience that something happens. He understands better than the Mass is essentially a sacrifice of praise to the Trinity and of atonement for the eternal salvation of the souls. Dear faithful, in the Gospel of St. Mark, the man whose son is healed by Jesus said, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." We all need an increase of faith, for we can never have too much faith. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.